Welcome to Screen Bites, a podcast about video games, technology, TV, and movies. In this episode, we talk about the Switch OLED. Is it cold in the loft?
It's a little bit, yeah. It's a little bit cold today.
You gonna be all right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. So, yeah, I wanted to discuss the new revision of the Steam Deck, the OLED Steam Deck that's just been announced. It kind of came out of nowhere, really. I was just, I was quite surprised. You know, with YouTube, you get notifications come through, and I'm subscribed to some channels that deal with, like, tech stuff, and they were like, introducing the new Steam Deck. And I'm like, Steam Deck OLED. I'm like, what? I was shocked, and I was thinking, oh my, I can't believe it. They've actually going to be coming out with a new revision so soon after the LCD Steam Deck.
Yeah, when did the first one come out? I was trying to, was it last year or the year before?
Year before. So it got announced during 2020, didn't it? In like July.
Yeah,
I believe.
Is that when they started doing the pre-order? The
pre-order,
because they did that weird, you could pay £5 to join a queue, but you might be like, was it like just before Christmas, and then there was like one batch in like January, the next batch was in March or something.
So I think I got mine in May 2021, but yeah, times are different now, and there's not going to be that much of a demand. I don't think there's going to be a stock shortage, but The new OLED, so the new handheld comes with an OLED screen, and its refresh rate is 90 hertz, as well as a new AMD chip inside there, so it's a little bit faster than the previous Steam Deck.
I think the quote is, never slower, but might be faster. So it's like, you're not supposed to expect there to be like more performance, but it should be at least what you had before.
Yeah, it should be definitely the least that you had before, and maybe in certain types of games and certain applications that you're running, a little bit more frames. I'm talking emulation.
Yeah, which is good, because obviously that goes well with the upped frame rate for the screen, doesn't it? So that's actually quite fine.
Yeah, it is quite surprising that they have gone with a 90 hertz screen, because I can't see, even like the games that are coming out now, I can only see them reaching 30 frames per second at low settings, like Starfield or Alan Wake 2. I can't see it. I can't see there being, I can't see a user saying, okay, I want low settings, but have it at 40 hertz, because it's just going to drain the battery a lot quicker. But that being said, there is a bigger battery inside this new OLED. So you're getting
a bigger battery. The CPU is a nanometer smaller, and the OLED screen uses less energy, so it's like it gets like an hour extra in like Cyberpunk. So
yeah,
huge amount of extra energy. And if you're not doing something as graphically intensive as Cyberpunk, then you might be talking about a couple of hours extra or something. So it's actually all these sort of like little things they add up to something that is quite a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That is quite interesting. Something like emulation then would probably, you could probably see it expanding a lot more, the battery life on them.
Have you done something like played a AAA game and been like, okay, I only get like 45 minutes out of this, and then played like emulation games and like, oh, I get 4 hours out of this. Like, have you done both of those things, and like, what are the sort of rough hours that you might get from each?
Yeah, I've actually done three types of stuff like that. So I've started off playing, say, like The Last of Us. That could last you on the LCD Steam Deck an hour and a half, maybe hour and 20 minutes. And then I play about 20 minutes of that. And then I will go to like something like Switch emulation. That can last you for like 2.5 hours, depending on the game. And then when it gets down to like an hour, I switch up again. And I'm like, okay, now if I've only got an hour left, I can start playing streaming. So then I get like another 2 hours. So that hour for the emulation turns into like 2 hours for streaming, because it doesn't take a lot of energy to stream the game to the deck. So yeah, you can try and, like, if you're that kind of guy that can, like, switch off one game and then start playing another game and then start playing another game. But yeah, with this new deck, like, you wouldn't have to do that so much. You could just maybe play a AAA game for like Cyberpunk for at least like a good 2 hours, depending on how you've got it set up. If you've only got it set up for 30 frames per second on low settings. I also think it's quite cool that they've got HDR as well.
Although it's quite funny, the video that I was watching and they were showing off the HDR, because it was in HDR and it was blowing out the camera, the LCD actually looked better, because in the camera view, it had better dynamic range. But that's obviously just because you can't capture and display HDR across the hundreds and thousands of screens there are across the world. And I don't even know if YouTube itself could handle the HDR levels that the, what do you call it, the Switch OLED, that the Steam OLED can do.
But in terms of myself, like, buying one, I was thinking, if I didn't have the Steam Deck that I've got now, I would definitely buy this OLED. But currently, I do have the LCD Steam Deck, and I'm quite happy with that, because I'm not playing AAA games on the Steam Deck very much. I wouldn't say, okay, I'm going to play this AAA game on the Steam Deck when I've got a gaming PC, when I know it's going to run better, perform better, and it's going to last me better. Well, it's definitely going to last me better, because it's coming through my mains instead of on a battery. But
I'm looking at Steam's page on the updates, and there's a lot on here.
Yeah, there's like an update on the Wi-Fi.
There's like 40 different items on here, things that are improved. I mean, for me, you know, we were talking about like improved bass response for overall flatter sound profile. Like, I bought an iPad Pro purely because it's got 4 speakers instead of 2 compared to the iPad Air, despite them being both the same size and have the same processor. And also the Air has like colors that I like. But because the Pro's got 4 speakers, it can get louder and sounds good at those louder volumes. And that is basically that's one of 2 reasons why I went for the iPad Pro over the Air. And like, that's one of these things. It's like, if I was going out now and I'm looking at the Steam LCD and I'm like, oh, look at that, I can get the old ones at a discounted price because they're selling old stock, or, you know, you might be able to get it from, you know, you might be able to get one really cheap now, but, or the new model is around, you know, it's got all these improvements, being able to use the speaker. Because, like, I mean, have you used a Switch?
Never. You've
never used a Switch?
The only time I've ever held the Switch was when we was at myself and you and Barry, who went to a gaming convention, and I think we played Mario Kart 8.
Oh, well, that's not even going to be a good example, because it's at a convention. But it's like, the Switch, I think, is a really terrible handheld console. The screen is awful. The ergonomics of the flat profile-y thing is awful. The Joy-Cons are terrible in every metric. I hate using them as Joy-Cons. I hate using them in handheld mode. And the sound quality of the speaker, because I think it's just one, maybe it's 2, but it really doesn't matter if it's 1 or 2 speakers, because what matters is it sounds like shit. And it doesn't have to sound great, but I do think it should sound good enough for you to play on a couch without headphones on, and it should sound decent, because it's like it's a single-use device. It's like it's a very focused device, and the focus is handheld gaming. And it's like, okay, yes, a lot of the time you're just going to use headphones, whether they be wired or Bluetooth, but sometimes you just don't want to wear anything and you just want to hear the room sounds because you're cooking or something like that. And I think, you know, if you're going to spend this kind of money on this type of device, like, sound quality is actually quite a good thing to be improving, and I hope that's something they'll improve again on the actual Steam 2 and the Steam 3 and likewise.
Well, the thing about that, though, that's interesting, is that the LCD Steam Deck sound is speakers are pretty good. They're pretty decent. So, and I've seen people say on the reviews, oh yeah, they've upgraded it and it sounds even better. So yeah, if they've even done a better job, then whoa, great. Because yeah, the speakers on the LCD are pretty good. The only issue I have with the LCD Steam Deck is the noise of the fan, and apparently they've sorted that as well on this new
OLED? This is one of those things where it's just there's just so many little things that have gone on that make for a better experience. So it's like the switch to the new, what do they call it? An APU? Yeah, the new APU is 6 nanometers versus the 7 nanometers of the previous one. It produces less heat, which means it's cooler in the hand. And also it means the fan doesn't need to run as hot. You know, some of that heat's coming from the APU. Some of the heat would probably have come from the LCD in the previous model. So it's like little things like that. The console should be quieter, and it should be more comfortable to hold in the hand in terms of like heat and noise and everything.
Yeah, that's what I've seen in the reviews. It's a lot better to hold in the hands and more comfortable. And
here's another thing, it's like added third antenna near the top of the device for better Bluetooth performance, including when docked. And it's like, you know, who really cares about that? Like, most things don't really care about that sort of detail. But if you're trying to use a Bluetooth controller, you know, the PS5 DualSense or the Xbox, not the Xbox, well, the Xbox One or the Xbox Series, they connect via Bluetooth. So you do need to have a solid, reliable connection. If you're going to have this bonkers Wi-Fi 6E speed on the Wi-Fi, you don't want that interfering with the Bluetooth connection. So it's nice that they have kind of thought about that detail and just put that, you know, that probably that $5 part into all the systems.
Yeah, it seems like even the pricing as well, they're like taking a hit, because it seems like they've moved. So like you can still buy the...
the middle one. So the middle one, the 256 SSD, that is from the first gen, because the lowest one had an eMMC drive. So they've moved the middle one with an SSD 256, and now that is the base model. So all of the models you can buy are real SSDs. And then it's 512 and higher are the new OLED models. It'll be interesting. So obviously they are still selling the 64 and the 512 gig LCDs until stock lasts. I wonder why they're going to sell the 256 LCD whilst stock lasts, because there are there are some other differences between the Steam One and the Steam OLED in terms of like the motherboard, the daughter board, fan and the heatsink design, and it's like they will still have to tool those for keeping the old one around, as opposed to just having a 256 gig OLED version.
Yeah, I think that might be down to the fact that they might have loads of stock of that.
But if they have loads of stock, then it would be in the whilst supplies last section, wouldn't it?
It is interesting, because a lot of people people were doing, and what Valve tried to stop people doing, is buying the 64 gig model, the first model. And then what people would do is put like a 2 terabyte SSD themselves. So you buy the cheapest model and then buy yourself on Amazon like the 2 terabyte SSD and do an upgrade, and then it'll work out cheaper. And a lot of people were doing that. And then they tried to stop even like people buying the stocks of that. They tried to like push for the middle and the third tier of that. But yeah, I'm guessing they might have a lot of stock, and then I presume then that they would be still doing a production of that revision. But I think the one that was selling the most was the 64 gig, and then people were doing the manual upgrade of the SSD, putting an SSD inside it. So they have a lot of the other revisions. But yeah, who knows? Maybe they have capacity to keep producing that particular spec of handheld, as well as the OLED. Maybe they still have a contract in place, who knows, with a supplier. And yeah, some people don't really care about the screen. They just like, oh, that would do, yeah, that's great, that costs that much.
Yeah, I mean, on obviously one hand, it's great, because you can say the Steam Deck starts at $399, even though the OLED is $549, and these are in dollars. So that's obviously $150 difference between the old LCD base model now, and then the lowest of the OLEDs. And if you took away that 256, then you're starting at 549, or you're sticking an OLED on there and say you're going to start it at 450, and maybe they wanted to have... Because how much was the... So the 64 is currently 349. What was the 64 before?
I've seen it for like £303, the 64 gig.
What, brand new from a retailer?
That's a good question.
Or are you thinking like eBay? And also, I'm looking at dollars, American dollars, on their press release as opposed to UK pounds. So,
yeah, I think it's about. Let me just double check for you.
I suppose they're trying to stop. They're keeping that LCD model around so that the base price doesn't go up too high.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. So it's 389, 64 gig.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hold on, is it? Hold on. No, what's going on here then? So it says 389. But then it says 309.
Well, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at hot UK deals.
Don't look at hot UK deals. Look at Steam's RRP. We're talking recommended retail price, not like sales and everything.
Yeah, I think the sale price, as it was originally, was 389. And now you can get it for 309.
Yeah, so they're trying to keep one model under $400. That kind of makes sense.
And the OLED is 479.
Okay, that's quite a difference, actually, from the American dollars. That's quite good, actually.
Now, hold on. That's dollars. That's .com. Where am I looking? Yeah, that's pounds, isn't it? That's pounds. Yeah, £479. And then the LCD one is 349, 256 gig. And the 1 terabyte OLED edition is £569 with the reflective screen.
And that's the other thing. It's like, so they're not all, every single price point is different from each other. So you get the anti-glare etched glass, and you also get some kind of carrying case or something like that, which you don't get with the lower two models.
You get a carrying case, but not with a removable liner. I just read that wrong. But if I was gonna give a Christmas present to myself and I didn't have a Steam Deck already, I would get the 512 gigabyte OLED.
Could you not try selling your current one and getting a new OLED?
That is a possibility.
Because you do use your Steam Deck quite a bit.
I might benefit from some of these things. I do. But the thing is, I've got it all set up as well. And as I spoke...
I don't want to break it.
As I've spoken before, it takes some time to get it set up. And I don't know if you could just put in your SD card and it's just going to be like, okay, that works. I presume you're going to have to reinstall a bunch of software.
I don't know. It's based off Linux, so I think you probably could just take your SD card and run it. If it's running off of the SD card.
I'm not sure because you can get, like, there's a program for, like, the emulators, so that you use a program called, like, Emulation Station, and that just does it all. So it downloads the emulators, and you place the ROMs inside these folders, and then you put the BIOS files inside the BIOS files, and it just you run the program, and it displays, like, a nice list of games, and it gives you information about the games and when it was released, you know. So it's like another front end instead of using the actual Valve OS like library, how it's displayed. You can use another front end to show off your emulated ROMs. So instead of it overpopulating like the whole, you just know that if you go there, that's where you're going to go for like your ROMs and stuff and your emulation. So it does a pretty good job of that, but it needs to be either installed to the SD card or installed to the internal SSD. But I'm not sure if you install it to the SD card, does it install part of it as well on the internal memory? And then it just says, okay, then your ROMs and BIOSes and other things are going to be stored on the SD card.
Linux is quite flexible in that sense compared to Windows. So other than something like a bootloader, it might actually just run straight off of the micro SD card. I think it might be less painful than you imagine.
I don't know, because I think it does install some BIOS on the main drive, pretty in the core, there's like this correspondent data folder. So I don't know.
But what I mean is, you can probably just literally copy and paste from the old to the new. But what I mean is, so Linux is, when you, I mean, you're a software developer, you should know this more than me, but when you install a file, all you're doing is copying files from one place to another. It's only in Windows where you have to install things to path, but in Linux and in Mac OS, you don't have to do any of that shit. You just put files into a folder and then you just run them, and then it does what it needs to do in the background. Because SteamOS is basically Linux, it's going to work in a similar fashion where you can basically just copy the files from one system to the other. You know, as long as you keep the folder name the same, it's probably going to work without too much hassle.
Yeah, it might do. It might do.
Like, I reckon you could literally copy the entire disk of the Steam Deck and then overwrite whatever comes onto the new one, and it will probably run, except for the fact that there's going to be like a new operating system and new drivers and all that. But all the non-operating system files should just run.
Yeah, that should just work. But I'm probably not going to be bothered to attempt it, though.
And obviously, you're not going to get one immediately, and there's going to be plenty of people who are going to tell you how to do it if you wanted to by the time you did get one.
Exactly. And yeah, well, in terms of if I was like tempted to just be like, okay, I've got this Steam Deck. If I get this Steam Deck as well, the main draw is the OLED screen and the better battery. I think I would wait for the Steam Deck 2 instead of buying this. Like, this revision is quite compelling, how they presented it, and it's got really good feedback and reviews. But I'm still a bit... It's like the Switch. Like, if you had the LCD Switch and then the Switch OLED came out, the only difference is the OLED screen. There are people out there that bought that new revision just because of that OLED screen. But this is offering more than just the OLED screen. There's more features that you're getting. But I'm still a bit hesitant to spend that kind of money. I would probably want to see a more of a technical upgrade. I am quite impressed about the battery. Like, the battery seems...
The battery is the biggest thing that you're going to notice on a day-by-day or a day-to-day use of the device, I think.
Yeah, because I do, yeah. I am one of those people, because the lifestyle I live, I do use my Steam Deck a lot. To be fair, like, at the minute, it kind of just suits me because it's like I've only got a certain amount of hours anyway to play games if I wanted to play games. So if I've only got an hour and a half or 2 hours, then yeah, that's good enough for me right now. So I'm not really desperate for a Steam Deck revision that requires, like, you have the ability to have more battery life, but it would be nice to have. But it's something that is definitely positive, and it's also positive that they are bringing this revision out, in my opinion, because it's going to get a lot more people on board with the Steam Deck, because there might be some people out there that didn't buy the LCD but might look at this and think, okay, now it's an OLED screen, I might buy this now. And the more people you get in the community, the better it is for the community. You get more people talking about Steam Deck, and you get more good ideas, and people building stuff, and developers start taking notice and say, okay, our game doesn't really run very well on the Steam Deck, let's try and make it run better. The more, it's like the Switch. Like, you take the Wii U, the Nintendo Wii U. That console was a pretty good console, but just didn't have the audience, and it lost the third-party support quite immediately because it just didn't have the fan base. But with the Switch, everyone was on board. It was such a cool idea, like having literally like a gaming, say like a PS3 or 360 on the go in portable form. Quite cool, because it wasn't done before, and the sales skyrocketed. And you see that a lot of developers try to get their games on the Switch because the Switch was selling so well. So if the Steam Deck is selling better, then the more better ports you are going to get for it, in my opinion, because you're going to get developers will be like, okay, we can make sacrifices here, we can change this, we can change that. Or I don't know, it's a weird one, because it edges the line between PC gaming and an actual console, and Valve have always said it's just a PC. You literally got a PC. To have a developer, what they've done for the Switch is quite unique, and say, okay, we're going to put a wall there, and that should help the frame rate, or we're going to lower the resolution to this, and we're going to put some effects in so it helps with the field of view and stuff like that. Like, you only get that with being a dedicated, unique console. But because the Steam Deck is technically a computer, it's harder to justify making cutbacks to a certain game just to get it run on Steam Deck. I know that to get Starfield working on the Steam Deck and other games, like, there are people who have made mods, texture mods, so you can replace the textures to make the game run better. So it's like, it's going to look worse, but at least the game will run at 30 frames per second. So you've got like fan-made community stuff like that, trying to get the game. It's like, yeah, it'll run, but it looked terrible. But yeah, here it is. This is how you get the game running on Steam Deck at a solid 30 frames per second. Yeah, it's all good. In my opinion, it's all good. There is a lot of comments saying, oh, I feel a bit let down. Like, I was the first adopter of the Steam Deck, and now they've just brought this out. I feel like I've wasted my money. But the Steam Deck, like, I've seen a lot of people that say, oh, I bought this thing and I never use it because I just have my gaming PC and my PS5 and I'm always using those two. I don't really use the Steam Deck. Steam Deck is, for me, it was made for, I wanted it for mainly emulation, play some older games that I've played before and just play them on the sofa. I wasn't expecting the big AAA games. So you have to know what you want to play on it, and you have to do your research and stuff, because not all games are supported. But if people were picking up this new Steam Deck, who knows, there'll be even more games, because it does run on Proton and is not compatible with every game that's been released on Steam. So maybe devs will look in and say, okay, maybe we should make this compatible, and then, especially if it's like...
Yeah, the more people on the system, the more the devs are likely to put their game onto it.
And then they can make money, be like, oh, we can put in-game purchases, or, you know, and that's even more people buying our loot crates.
No, they don't need to do that.
But yeah, I'm quite happy. I'm not one of these people that feel burned about buying, like, being the first adopter, because I knew what I was buying it for, and it satisfied my needs, and it keeps satisfying my needs. And I don't see a reason for me to get this new OLED. It would be definitely nice to get it. Can I justify to spend 479 quid? I don't think so. And even if the new Steam Deck 2 came out, I would still be a bit hesitant and be like, wow, I've still got these games that I've never touched, and the Steam Deck can run it pretty good. Then why do I need the new console yet? Because I'm not itching to play all the latest games just yet, because there's so many games I've, you know, not been able to play. So yeah, that's pretty much it. My opinion on it. But someone like yourself, I don't think you're not interested at all, are you, in buying this?
Here's the thing, is that I'm not so interested in handheld gaming. I've tried it a bit with the Switch, and the screen is too small. Ergonomically, it's not great. And yeah, I'm just not into it. If I was someone who was on planes and trains and I was traveling a lot, then maybe I would like it. But what I would actually like is something different. What I would like is a Steam screen, and it's a Steam Deck without the controller attached to the screen, and I just use a standard Xbox or a PlayStation controller with it. So take a Switch, remove the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And use an external controller. Because that is how I use the Switch in some cases. I will prop it up, I'll use the built-in screen, but I won't use the controllers in handheld mode. I'll use a standard Switch Pro controller. So I might be interested in a device in that sense, but that's going to be an even niche market than the Steam Deck, so I doubt they're going to come up with that.
Well, have you seen the new iPhone phone that...
The iPhone 15.
Yes.
What with RTX?
And it was playing Resident Evil Village.
Yeah, yeah. I have that phone.
Oh, there you go. You've got it then. You've got that phone.
Yeah, I have ray tracing in my pocket.
Yeah. So you've got it. You've got it already. You can. I don't know what game like.
Well, you could. The thing is, right. So talking about. So it's funny that you bring up the iPhone, because obviously you're not really into Apple. But gaming on a MacBook has always been a joke, hasn't it, for the last sort of like 15 years. But gaming on Apple is now becoming a thing, because Apple. I don't know if you know, but Apple make their own chips for their computers. They're no longer using Intel, and the chips that they're making are leaps and bounds better than what they were using from Intel. Now, they come nowhere near close to any modern gaming graphic card, but they do compete with something like probably like a 1060 or a 1080 in gaming performance. Like for video editing and for 3D workloads, they're great, but for video gaming, they're not ideal. However, there are Baldur's Gate 3, the latest Resident Evil game is now available on Macs, and I think that game is also available on the iPhone and the iPad, potentially. And there's a few other games. Death Stranding is another one that's coming to the Mac as well. This is one of those things, it's like chicken and the egg. No one makes games for the Mac because no one plays games on a Mac. No one buys a Mac because no games are available on the Mac. And it's kind of the chicken and the egg thing. So the people who do want to play games on a Mac could be like, Apple, you need to make computers that are powerful enough to play games on, so that developers can then release games on those platforms, and then the people who want to buy them and play the games can do that. And it's like, so Apple have started to do this because obviously they've seen success in iOS gaming, if you can call mobile gaming real gaming, but that's not today's conversation. And it's just like, it's actually starting. I'm not going to say it's snowballing, but there is actually some momentum on the Mac in terms of real quote-unquote AAA games that are now coming to the Mac. And it's interesting that they put ray tracing on the iPhone. That's not something I ever really thought was something that was needed. But I mean, it's going to be interesting what games are going to come to the iPhone now, because, you know, if you talk about gaming on the iPhone, you think all that crap about like Candy Crush and microtransactions, whereas, well, now they're actually putting things like ray tracing in, maybe you could have not necessarily desktop games on the iPhone, but mobile first games that use real technologies like ray tracing. So you could almost have GTA 6 coming out on the iPhone. Like, that's actually quite funny to think, but potentially could be a real thing. But it's like, sorry, carrying on. On my lap, I've got my iPad Pro, the M1 edition. And I don't think it's this one. I think the iPad before it had more power than the Xbox One, which was the current gen when that iPad was released. So my iPad Pro should and could play, theoretically, most Xbox One games if they were available on the iPad. And actually, when I was talking about that theoretical device, I sometimes do play games on my iPad through the PlayStation streaming app. So I connect up the controller to the iPad, and then I've got it's about a 10-inch display. So I've got about a 10-inch display that I can just prop up anywhere. On my lap, on the desk, you know, wherever I need it. Like I said, it's got really good speakers. And, you know, this is actually a perfect size for portable gaming. Yeah, that's where a Steam Deck might fit into my life.
Yeah, but you're streaming it, though.
That is streaming. Obviously, that is streaming. But I'm streaming because that's the only option, not because if I could play Horizon Zero Dawn on my iPad, then I would.
I don't know, man. For me, I don't know what the screen's like on that iPad, but
it's better than the one on your Steam Deck.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as good as the OLED and playing in HDR.
So I'll put it this way. Apple make very good screens, and their standard screens are going to be as good as, not like HDR, but they're going to look as good as like some people's OLED screens. But yes, it's not going to have 1,000 nits peak brightness, but it is a very good screen for a non-OLED screen.
Yeah. I remember, you could buy one of those computers inside the monitor, so it's just a monitor.
All in yeah. one?
Those screens were quite nice.
What?
It came out...
There's such a broad range of computers. The one that HP makes some really nice ones.
No, Apple one. What they call...
Oh, the iMac?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. I thought you were just talking about all-in-ones in general.
No, I was trying to refresh your memory.
Like, some of them are horse dog shit, but some of them are really good.
Yeah, depends on... I remember there was one that came out a few years ago, and they were like, it's got a pretty decent graphics card in it, and it can play some games, but not, you know, it won't be able to play everything, but the screen itself is amazing.
You might be thinking about like the iMac Pro or something that came out in 2014. Ooh, no, it was 2017, I think. Or are you thinking about a while ago? Because obviously iMac's been around since like 2004, so...
Yeah, it might have been one before that.
To be honest, the last one you could properly game on would have been when they had Intel, because they switched to AMD, I think, in about 2013. Because I had a Mac Mini with an NVIDIA graphics card in it, and then the subsequent ones all had AMD stuff in them, and that was at the time where AMD wasn't very good at gaming.
Yeah, and that's still true now, isn't it? Really? I wouldn't say they're not good at gaming, but NVIDIA is... leaps ahead, in my opinion, in terms of software you can use with the graphics card itself. Ray tracing and DLSS. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much wraps that up. I don't think there's anything else to say. Have you got anything else to say?
No. I to be honest, just to like round it off, I know it's not the Switch 2, and it's not even... I wouldn't really call it like a mid-cycle refresh like the PS5 Slim kind of is. It's a really nice upgrade or something. Like it's a really good sign, isn't it, for the Steam Deck? It's a good sign of its longevity. Wait, hang on. No, we got to remember. Valve can't count to three, so there might not be any more Steam Decks after.
Well,
this.
They've already said like the next one will be called the Steam Deck 2. So they're not.
Oh, okay. So there'll be a third one, but it'll be called 2. Oh, yeah, because there was Half-Life 2, and then Half-Life 2.5, wasn't there? Yeah. So okay. So there'll be a Steam Deck, Steam Deck OLED, Steam Deck 2, Steam Deck 2.5, and then we're not going to hear from them for 22 years. Okay, I get it. Thank you for listening to Screen Bites. Follow us in your podcast app or subscribe on YouTube.